Yeah, Mishnayis Bava Mitzia, we're up to Perakei, Mishnah Gimel. If you sold somebody your field, Reuven sold his field to Shimon, and he paid him a little bit, a chelek, he put down like a down payment. Shimon paid Reuven a down payment. And now Reuven says to Shimon, the Moichah says to the Lakeach, whenever you want to, bring me the rest of the money. And then take the field. So also, this is also, because it's Mechsei Karibis. And the Gemara says, we're talking about that the condition was that whenever you bring the money, then you'll be kind of the field Meyachshov from right now. So therefore, we do not know who could eat the Paris, because we have to be afraid maybe the sale will take place. And then if the Moichah reaches the field, the Paris is like eating ribis. And if he does not bring the money, so then it looks as if I loaned you $200, and now if he eats the Paris, it looks like ribis. So therefore, in this case, they are like both not allowed to eat the Paris on the field. Hilvoyu al sadeyu. I lent money to you, and you're supposed to give me back your field from Ashken. V'yomaloi, and I said like this, if you do not pay me back the money that I lent you within 3 years, harehi shali, then you know this field that I'm taking from Ashken should belong to me. So harehi shali, you're allowed to do this. The field then belongs to you after 3 years. And the case is that the Moichel, I told Lakeach, I want to be carrying a field right now. So when I pay you the money, it looks like a mecher. It looks like I'm buying the field off you. Just I made a condition that if you pay back the money to me, I'll give you back the field. But now when the Moichel eats the fruits in between, it does not look like ribis, because it looks as if he really bought the field. That's the way they used to do, and the Chum were masking to them. That's Mutter. Mishnah Dalet. Ein Moishiven Chen Veni Lamachses Schar. That a person is not allowed to give fruits, peris, to a storekeeper, and tell him, listen, you sell it, and the profit you make will share, because I'm giving you $100 worth of fruits, and the profit you make from it will share, because this is called like an iska, and it looks like ribis, because an iska, the pshat is, 50% of it, you have achrayis on it. So it looks like I'm giving you a loan of 50%, and the other 50% is only pikodon, you're watching it for me. So the work you're doing now is like you're working for me because of the loan that I gave you. So that looks like ribis. And the same thing, below yitain moyes, I can't give a storekeeper money. Likach ben peris, that he should go even and buy the fruits and sell the fruits, and the profit will share. Lamach teschar, that we should share the profit. El imtein oisun leischar kapoyim. Unless you also give him side money, you have to pay him for the work like a workman, because he's working for you. Because if you don't pay him, then we say the reason why he's working for you is because you lent him the money. There's a milver involved. Now, ein moishivan tanagoylim lemechza. The same thing. You're not allowed to give somebody a tanagoyl and with eggs, and they should watch it that it should hatch. And the profit you have from it later, you'll share it for the same problem. That the work you're doing is because I lent it to you. The same thing. I can't give you a young calf or a young horse to watch, and the profit that comes out of it will share. Unless I pay you for the work, for the omo, the bother that you're doing, and for the food that you have to feed him. But you're allowed to receive a young calf or young horse to watch, and you get here for the profit. And here the pshat is that you do not accept any achrayis at all. That means, let's say it dies, you're potter completely. So since you do not accept any achrayis, there's no milva, it doesn't look like a loan, it's a pure, the whole thing is a pikodin. So then you're working for somebody else, and you get paid half of the profit you get, then it's okay, there's no milva, therefore there's no ribis involved. Yeah, that's umagad lenoison achye mishaloshim tools, a third groan, for chamor achdei tuenis. And a donkey you have to raise until it's big enough to carry packages. Mishnah Hei. Shomin poro v'chamor v'chol dover shu'oise v'yoichol l'mechza. I'm allowed to give you a poro, a cow, or a chamor to raise for me. And it's a shuma means that you have a chrayus on it. And there's no problem of ribis here, since in between it does work or it produces milk-like. So therefore you get to pay from the milk or the work that it does for you. Therefore, it does not look like ribis. because you're working for me, because you're getting from it anyway, you're getting from your own, you can have the milk, you'll have the work. The minute is I let you give you my poor cow to raise, and if it has a kid, that we divide the kid right away. So that's halacha. We're supposed to divide it up right away. You get one, I get a second one. Malkum shinogu legadol. But the minigis know that even the kids go into this cheshbon that you have to raise the kids also. So you gadlu, and halacha is you're supposed to raise them also. We have a shimon megamliel oimer. Shomen egel im imoi usiyoyich im imoi. If I give you like a cow to watch, so I'm allowed to give you a calf with it also, and I don't have to pay you extra for the calf. Because since the mother takes care of the calf, there's no big tircha for you. The same thing b'soyach imimoy. I give you a young horse with its mother, because the mother takes care of it. Now, omafriz al sadeyu, v'yena choshesh mishum ribis. That means if I hire out my field that somebody else is working on it, and he gets profit, and I get some profit from it, and then the person wants to borrow money from me, like to put the money into the field, to improve the field, so because of that, I'm allowed to take more profit from the, I'm allowed to take more produce for my share of the profit. That since now you put the money into the field, it's like I made the field a better field. So therefore, I'm allowed to take a higher profit because it's called I'm taking it from the field that's a better field. That's not called like gain cheshish mishum ribis. It does not look like I'm lending you money and you're paying me back more because of the loan, but rather it looks like you just put more money into the field. Now the field is worth more. That's why I'm receiving a bigger shear. Mishnah Vav. Ein mekablin tzon barzel miYisrael. Not accept a deal which is called tzon barzel from another Yisrael. Mefnei shehu ribis, because it looks like ribis. It's ribis midrabbanan. Now tzon or barzel means like it's strong, like iron. And tzon is the sheep. In other words, if you accept from another Jew to watch his sheep for a year, let's say, and you make up that what grows from it, the wool, you'll share. But you're mekabel all the achrayis, that whatever happens to that tzon, you're chayiv for. It was worth $100 when you took it. Now after the year, you have to return $100 worth of tzon. So therefore, the owner is like gaining on the deal. It looks as if he's lending you the tzon. You have avol, like you have to return it back. And the fact you pay him back half profit, that looks like ribis. So therefore, it's a deal of tzon or barzel is also, that's called korov l'schar, for rochet lehefsid, that's also midrabbanan. Avo mekablin tzon barzel min anochrim. But from a guy, you're allowed to accept such a deal. Because to a guy, you're allowed to lend beribis. So therefore, there's no mechzik ribis here. The Mishnah says, v'loivin mehen omal v'noisam beribis. You're allowed to borrow from them, or to lend to them beribis. V'chein beger toshev. The same halach applies to a ger toshev also. A ger toshev has a halach like a guy, that he's living in Eretz Yisrael. Just he was mekabel upon himself the sheva mitzvos b'nei noach. He was not mitzgayer, he's not a Jew, he's still a goy. But I call upon him, such a goy, also you're allowed to lend beribis. In other words, if that's not one of the mitzvahs, sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, that he's allowed, you're still allowed to lend him beribis. Now, malve Yisrael mo'isov shel nochri midas hanochri. A Jew is allowed to lend out goyish money with the das of the goy to another Jew beribis. The Gemara says the case is talking about like it's considered really like you return the money back to the goy, and therefore it's like the goy that's making the new ma'isa halvo. So the new Jew is like borrowing the money from a goy. Therefore, there's no iser of ribis. Avolay midas Yisrael, but you're not allowed to do it if there's a Jew in between. So then it looks like the ribis is coming from the Jew. That would be yosser. Only if it's clearly like the halvo, the loan is coming from the goy, then it's mutter. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Ein poiskin al haperis at sheyetze hashar. Like poiskin means I'm not allowed to give you money now in order that you should pay me back peris later when you receive them. Unless the shar, the price goes out, the market price is out right now. Therefore, yotze hashar, let's say the market price is out. Let's say everybody knows for a pound of apples it costs a dollar. Then poiskin. Then I'm allowed to go to a farmer and say, here's a dollar, and you give me back a pound of apples later. And even though maybe later it'll be worth more, still it's not called ribis, because the svar is the yafa pi shein loze yesh loze. Even though the person you're buying it from right now does not have the apples on hand, but still since you're giving him a dollar right now and the market price is out, he himself could go right now and get you the pound of apples. Therefore, even if later the pound of apples go up and when he pays it to you it's worth more,
is considered like a gat worth more in your rishus, therefore it does not look like ribis. What about hoyu hu tchilis lakoitrim? Let's say this mocha that's selling you the apples right now is at the beginning of the season, at the beginning of cutting off the apples, and therefore the price did not go out yet. Then, poisek imoy al hagodish. You could only give money to him now, like make a price that I'll pay you in now a dollar, that he give me back a pound later, only if he has the tfu on hand. In other words, if the price did not go out yet, then it's only muti if the person you're buying it from has it. Therefore, since you give him the money now, it's like you're konerit, and even though it gets worth more later, it's like yours became worth more. So therefore, the tfu you let it buy from him, al hagodesh on the field. The Allah of it shall anov him. You let it buy like wine. If the person already stored up the grapes, if he has all his grapes stored up already, ready to go to beat the press, that's called like he has the wine already, he could be poisik now. The al hamaton shall zaysim. The same thing if all the olives are all ready for the press, so then I could put down money now in order to buy olives from you, to buy the oil from you. It's considered as if you have the oil already. Even though it's missing a few malachis, but since it's oimet to be done and it's already to be done, it's called like you have it already. So when I tell you now, it's like I'm buying it like I own it. So even if the price goes up later, it's like mine went up, therefore it does not look like ribis. V'yal ha-beitzim shol yoitzer. If you want to go down to a potter and buy right now the pots, even though they're not made yet, if he has like the beitzim, means like the pile of clay ready to be baked to make it into the pots, so also it's mutter, even though we didn't do the Gemar Melacha yet, but since he's right about to do it, it's close to be finished, you can make a psika right now. V'yal ha-sid, the same thing on lime. Mishashokul l'kivshin, when he puts the bricks into the oven to make the lime from it, so as soon as he puts the bricks into the oven, right away you can be poisek on the sid. O poisek imoy al ha-zevel kol yomoy sashona. If you want to buy manure from somebody, so you could pay him now, and he'll pay it back to you any time of the year. In other words, like even though he doesn't have it right now, but it's taught that it's always around, it's considered like he has it already, therefore he can make a psika now. However, Rabbi Yossi says no, and the poiskim al hazevel, I'm not allowed to put down money now to buy manure off you, el imkem hoyeloi zevel biyashpo, unless the owner has right now, zevel has right now the manure in his junkyard. But if not, he holds even on manure, there'll be a shalah from ribis. The Chum also say no, it's muta. The Gemara explains, "Klo, what's the machlokes between the Tanakamo and the Chum? The Moshe Gashomi, Moshe Chamo. Then upoisik imoy kishar hagavoya. It's not like the beginning of the Mishnah. If the price of the shar went out already, so then I'm allowed to give you money now. I'll manas that you pay it back to me later. So I give you a dollar worth. Now I give you a dollar now that you should give me a pound of apples because that's the price right now." What's going to be if later, let's say, a pound of apples is only worth 50 cents? And therefore, for the dollar that I gave you, it's going to be worth 2 pounds. So you'll have to make up with him a kedusha now. I'm giving you a dollar now to get back a pound of apples. But that's only if the pound of apples still stay a dollar. But let's say the price goes down, then I want to get according to that price. You let him make this up with him. You let him make this deal with him. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afa pisha loy posak imoy kishar hagavoya. Even though you did not speak out this tonight, this condition, still yochel huleimer, the person has a right to say, "Tein li chaze, listen later, when you give me back the pound of apples, if at the time when you give me back to me, a dollar was worth 2 pounds, I have a right to say, either give me 2 pounds of apples now, or tein li moisa, or else give me back my money, it's like a mekach tois." So you just saying a chiddush, even though the person did not speak this out when he gave the money, but it's like an anan sadeh, that's what he meant. I'm giving you the money now because a pound of apples is worth a dollar. That's why I'm giving you a dollar now. But everybody knows that if the pound, the price goes down later, that of course I want to receive the apples according to that price. The Tanakhama says no. If you speak it out, it's good. If you do not speak it out, you do not get the lower price. Mishneches. Malve odom es arisov chitom bechitom lezera. A person is allowed to lend to his own worker. Arisov means somebody took your field to work on it, and he owes you back a percentage of what grows. So you're allowed to lend him wheat, the seeds of wheat, in order that he'll return you back, let's say you give him a pound of seeds of wheat, in order that later he'll give you back a pound of seeds of wheat. But you're not allowed to lend him now wheat that he should eat it now. in order that later she pay you back wheat. Because usually this is the Yisra of Saw B'Saw, like we'll have later Mishnah, that you're not allowed to lend somebody Yisra of Tvua, Amunat, that he should pay it back to you later. Because it looks like ribbis, because we're afraid maybe later when he pays it back to you, it's worth more than it is right now. So it looks like he's paying you back more because you lent it to him. So that's the Yisra Midirabonin of Saw B'Saw. However, here the Mishnah is saying it's mutter to lend to your own worker a saw of chitim, because since he's using lazera to plant in the field, so then the pshat is when he pays it back to you, the percentage-wise, it doesn't look like he's giving it to you, but is paying back the avor, but rather for the work that he's doing. And since he's working for you on the field, it looks like derech, the avodah, therefore it's mutter. Now it says, Shehoye Rabbi Gamliel was malve es aris of chitim b'chitim lazera. He used to lend to his worker, let's say a pound of chitim, in order that later he should give it back to him a pound of wheat, as long as he used it lezera, he used it to seed. Since he used it put into the field, it does not look like a loan. Now, b'yoker for huzlu, let's say you gave it to him when it was worth more, and later it became worth less. Oy b'zul, or else now when you gave him this pound of wheat, it was very cheap. For hukru, and later he paid it, when he paid it back, it was worth much more. So, noitol mehem kishar hazul. Rabbi Gamliel was macher, and he only accepted in both cases the cheaper amount. And the Mishnah says, "V'loy mipnei shalocha kein." Not that really that's the halacha, you only allowed to accept the cheaper amount, because really, like we said before, when I lend it to you, give it to you lezera, you put into the karka, it's called later that I take back from my karka. So it doesn't look like a halavua at all, it doesn't look like ribis. So really, you allowed to take back when it's more expensive later. Elo sherotza lahachmer al atzmai. It's just that Rabbi Gamliel wanted to be machmer upon himself, therefore he did not accept more than the cheaper price. But Mikra din, it's mutter to accept even the more expensive price. Now Mishneh Teset says, Lo yoymar odom lechaveroi. A person is not allowed to say to his friend, Halveni kur chitim. You lend me right now a kur of chitim, a big pile of chitim. Vaniyetim lechol agurin. I'll pay it back to you, this pile, this kur of chitim, later when I have with my grows in my field. In other words, this is the Yisra of Saw B'Saw. I can lend you a pile of wheat in order that you pay it back to me later. Because we're afraid that later when you pay it back, it'll be worth more. So it looks like he's paying you back ribis. But you'll have to say to your friend, Halaveni, listen, lend me a pile of wheat until my son comes. In other words, I really have wheat, just my son has it. So if you really have it, then when he lends it to you right now, it does not look like halavah, it looks like an exchange, then it's mutter. Oh, Yachem, some afteach, you tell somebody, listen, I have wheat, but it's locked up in the door, I don't have a key to it. So lend me some wheat now until I find my key. That's mutter, that does not look like saw b'saw. However, the Hillel Oysa, Hillel says, no, even this is also. Because still it looks like saw b'saw. V'chein hoy Hillel Oymer, Hillel also used to say another chiddush, that loy salva isha kikala chaverta, one lady is not allowed to lend or borrow to her friend, to a neighbor, a loaf of bread. Because we're afraid that when she pays you back the loaf of bread later, maybe later it'll be worth more, so she's paying you back ribis, midrabonin. Acheta seno domim, until right now we see how much the bread is worth. It's worth a dollar now. So you let a lender a dollar's worth of bread in order that later she'll pay you back a dollar's worth of bread, no matter how much it's worth later, she'll have to pay you back only a dollar's worth. Why? Because otherwise we're afraid, Shema Yakiru Chitim, maybe the Chitim will be worth more. V'nimtz, when it comes out that when you lent her the bread, it was only worth a dollar. When she pays it back to you, it's worth $1.20. So since she's giving you an extra 20 cents, V'nimtz, boys, lide ribis. It looks like ribis. Therefore, this is what Hillel said to the Tosa. Wherefore, the Maisa, Laloch, we paskin, that small things, like a loaf of bread or small, a bottle of milk, you're allowed to lend one to another. Because on small items like this, we always say the Meichel. Even if, let's say, the price goes up a drop more, a drop less, we said there's always a sfar of mechila, therefore you're allowed to lend small things to your neighbors. Mishnah Yud. Oy merodim lechavero, a person's allowed to say to his friend, Nache shimi, listen, you help me work on my field today. You work with me. Nache should like to prune the field. V'yanache shimoch, and tomorrow I'll help you prune your field. There's no shallow rivers here, like we're just exchanging. And adori mi, v'yederimoch, you work to me. By eder means like making a chafira, helping me like plow my field, and I'll help you work tomorrow, I'll help you plow your field. But v'lo yoyim erodim, a person is not allowed to say to his friend, nachi shimi, you come and help me prune out my field, v'yeder imoch, and I'll help you back and plow your field. Because since I'm doing a different type of a work, maybe what I'm doing tomorrow is worth more, and the reason why I'm doing it for you is because since, really, I owed you the money from yesterday. So it's like a halvo. So since you didn't take the money back now, I'll pay you back more money. I'll work for you harder. So it looks like ribbis. The same thing, you're not allowed to say, adorim me, you come and help me plow today. The anachi shimach, I'll help you tomorrow prune your field. Now, kol yimei gored, like the whole summer time, when it's dry, echad has one halacha, that I'm allowed to say, you work with me, I'll work back with you, the same type of work. And kol yimei revi echad, the same time, the same season, the rainy season, also have the same halacha, that during the rainy season, I'm allowed to tell you, you work for me, and I'll do the same thing back for you. Now, but but you're not allowed to say to him, you help me plow in the summer. I'll help you plow back in the winter when the rainy season. Because then there's difference of work. It's harder work in the rainy season. So therefore, there again, it looks like ribbis. That's also. Rabbi Gamliel says, yesh ribbis mukdemes v'yesh ribbis mucheres. There's a certain type of a ribbis that's also midrabbanan that you do before the halvo, the loan takes place. That's called mukdemes. And there's some type of ribbis that takes place after the loan. That's called ribbis mucheris. Kate said, what's the case? No san einov lil boisemenu. You see this person has a lot of money, and you want to borrow money from him. So what do? You send him a present way before you take the loan. The yomer, and you tell him, bishvil shatalveni, listen, I'm giving you this piece of cake now, in order that later when I want money from you, you'll lend it to me. Zui ribis mukademis. Since the loyve is giving this extra present to the malva, it looks like ribis midrabbanan, therefore it's also. What about lovahemenu? First you borrowed money from somebody. Ve'echsa loyes moisev, and you paid it back. Voye meshaleach loy, and then later you send him a present for yemen, and you say, Bishvil moisecho, shoye betelus esli. The reason why I'm giving you this present now is because I want to thank you for the money that you lent me before. Zuhi ribis mucheris. This is also midirabonin. It looks like ribis, like a later ribis. So if you do borrow money from somebody and later you want to send them a present, that's also. Calls them on you doing it because of the loan that he left, that he lent you. And it's nikkur like that. It's also midirabonin. Rabbi Shimon says, yesh ribis devorim. There's even a ribis that's awesome just with words alone. Ribis devorim. That means lo yaymelo. You're not allowed to say the labor should not say back to the malva. Da, remember, ki bo ish pleini mimokam pleini. I'm not allowed to go and give you special information now. The loiva can go to the mouth and say, you know, a such and such a person came here. That's interesting, that's good news. Since you're only doing it because since he did you a favor, he lent you the money, you're not allowed to say these words back to him. And the Gemara speaks out the same thing that you're not even allowed to say, like, good morning to him, if you never say good morning to him until now. And now, since he lent you the money, now you're going and giving him Shalom Aleichem. That's also something that you only, even words, that you only saying because he lent you the money, there will be an issur with the Rabbanan. However, if he always used to saying good morning to him, then it would be mutter even now, even after you lend money from him. Now, Mishnah Yud Aleph, the Elu Oivrim Beloisa say, these are the people that are over a lav when somebody lends money with interest. Halmalva, chief of the one that takes the money, but the one that lends the money and that's going to take back the ribis, the one that borrows the money and that's going to pay the ribis, the orif and the guarantor, the co-signer, the orif, he's also over this issa of ribis. The yoedim, and when the yoedim that sign in the shtar, they're also over the slav of Lysa Simon. The chachamim oimrim, the chachamim say, af ha-sefer, even the sefer that writes up the shtar, he's also over a lav. Now the Mishnah explains, Oivrim, what lavim are here? Oivrim mishum leisitein, and now that I give, let pasas es kaspecho leisitein leibeneshech, that's the lav leisitein, or mishum ba'atikach mitoi, and now that I take from him, atikach mitoi neshech betarbis, or mishum leisia leikinoisha. Now that it be like a noisha, the pasuk says, that if you do lend money, now that I press him to give it back. Omishum leisasimun olav neshech. And you're over this lav of not to put upon yourself, make a shumma, or evaluation of neshech. Omishum lefne iva leisitem mirshul. And you're over the lav leisitem lefne iva, in front of a blind person, not to put a mirshul. But rather the yoreisem elokech on the Hashem, supposed to have fear of Hashem. And the Gemara explains that the malva, he's over bekulam. And all these love him. And haloiver is over also mishumless, he's over mishumless sashek lechicha. Or lechicha lechashek, and also mishum, of the evil sitem mishum. Because he's gurm, the malva to be over the yisaribis. The oriv and the yedim, they're only over mishumless a simon olav neshech. The chom that said the cipher, he's also over mishum, but he's also over the yisar of lechicha simon olav neshech. Now, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph, Ha'asoycher es umnin, if you hire a workman, somebody to work for you, ve'hitu zeze, and they misled one another, and the Gemara says the cases where the Balabas told one worker, like to hire other workers, and this middleman misled the workers, so the locher is, ein lehem ze al ze elo terumas, they only have a right to have complaints, one against the other, but there's no real claim of money here. Since the workers, like, did not talk to the Balabas directly, therefore the Balabas only has to pay them as much as he said he would, and even though the middleman said he would pay them more, so they only have a right to have complaints against him, but they have no claim of money. What about Socher es ha-chamor v'yes ha-kader lo-hovi per yofrin v'chalilin l'kalo l'meis? You hired a chamor, that means a man that drives the donkeys, v'yes ha-kader, or else you hired a man that drives a wagon, some of the gears are Koran, and not Kader. Right, something that delivers for you, and you wanted them, Lohovi, to bring for you Perforin, Bechalilim, Lekalolames. You want them to bring you the Perforim, that's Eitzim, Meshupim, very nice, smooth out wood that you use either for the Apurian, for the Kala, for the Chosin, or else use it for the Mace, or else Chalilim, they had their flutes. That you see to play nice music, happy music for the chasna, or else they play sad music for the levaya, and now you hire them, and let's say they can't make it, so be called a dovra of it, you're going to lose out. The same thing, opoyalim lahalois pishdonim in hamishra. You hire the workers to take out your flax from the water. It's soaking a long time, and if they do not take it out now, it'll be ruined. So the klal is, and v'chol dovra shoved. Anything else, if they don't do it now, it's going to be lost. You'll have a loss. The chozru behen, and the perlim decide not to do the job, they retract from you. So the locher is, mokam shen shamodim. If there's nobody else, you can't hire another worker to do the job, then seicher aleihen oimaton. You're allowed to seicher aleihen. You're allowed to, like, hire other workers on the first one's cheshbin, that they'll have to pay the increase of money. Like in a case, let's say the first one did a little bit work, and now the second one's charged more than the first one, you would not have to pay the first one at all, but rather all the salary would only go to the second one. Oimaton means that you could tell the first one, listen, I'll pay you much more. Do the job now, and I'll pay you twice or three or four times as much as I told you I would. And at the end, you do not have to pay them more than you told them. But since they retracted from you, and it's a dovra avod, you have a right to do these things to get them to do the job. The Mishnah Beis, Ha'asoycher es umnim, if you hire workers to work for you, some say it means the kablonis, they take the job to do. So, the chozru ben, and now the worker wants to retract, wants to stop in the middle of the job. So, yodin ala tachtoin, his hand is on the bottom, he'll lose out. And let's say now, to finish off the job, the owner will have to hire somebody else and pay him much more. So then, he doesn't pay the first one, but rather the money that's supposed to go to the first one, he has a right to give to the second one. Only what's left over does he give to the first one. Now let's say he made up to pay the first one $10, and he did half the job, and then he was chayzer. And now to get another worker to finish off the job is going to cost him $8, so he has a right to pay $8 to the second worker, and the first worker will only get $2. Now, in Balabayas chayzerboy, let's say the Balabas retract, the locker is yod ala tachtoin, and he loses out then. Like if the workers did half the job, and now, which is worth $5 so far, but let's say now for the Balabas to finish off the work, he can get a cheap worker that will do it for $2. And the halacha is he has to pay the first worker $8. In other words, he told them $10. So now, if they did half, they for sure get $5. Just if to finish it off will be less than $5, then the Baal HaBos loses out, not the worker. All right, a turnover. And then the Mishnah continues that the klal is kol ha-mishan, whoever changes from the agreements they made, yoda ala tachtoina, his hand is on the bottom, he's going to lose out. For kol ha-chizaboy, whichever one retracts, is yoda ala tachtoina, his hand is also on the bottom, will also lose out. So retracting is what we said before, they stop in the middle of the job. Kol ha-mishan means you're supposed to do one type of a job. That you give the dye to a, you give the wool to a dyer, and he's supposed to do it red, and instead of does it black, so it's called he was Mishana, he changed from what he was supposed to do, so Yod Al Tachtoina, he loses on the deal. Like if what came out now is worth much, much more, so the Baal HaBos takes it back, and he only has to pay him for the Yitzia, how much money he spent to do the job. But let's say the Yitzia, what he spent, is worth much more than the Shvach, the gain, then you only have to pay him according to the gain, how much you receive. That's called Yodoy Al Tachtoina. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Ha seicheres ha chamor. Somebody rents a donkey. Lohalicha b'hor. You're supposed to work with it like to travel on the mountains. And instead, lohalicha b'bika. You change the conditions and you use it on the valley. Or else, b'bika, you're supposed to use it b'bika in the valley. V'holicha b'hor, and you traveled, you went with it over the mountains. Afilu zu aseres milin b'zu aseres milin. Even though both roads are the same length, they're both like 10 mil to go, for a mason, this chamor dies on the road, chayiv, yechayiv, we say since you changed the condition, it's because of the change, that's why it died, therefore yechayiv. Like the owner has the right to say, it's the change of the ear that killed it, like my chamor is used to going either on the har or else on the bika, and if you changed it, that's what caused it to die, therefore the renter is chayiv. Ha-seich res ha-chamor, if somebody rents a donkey, they have rika, it gets like a light sprock, and it becomes blind. Oy shenases angeria, or else the king, like the king's men, take it away, like to use it. So, oy meloy, now the seicha, the renter, comes back to the owner as if to say, I rented a chamor, and I don't have it, so give me another one. No, oy meloy, the owner has a right to say, harei shalach lefunecha, what I gave you is in front of you. In other words, even though the animal became blind, so what, it can still do work? It could still work, just you're going to have to lead it to show it the way. But still, it could still do work. I don't have to give you another one. And by Angeri, even if the people from the men, the king's men, took it away, the owner could say, listen, wait around. They'll return it soon, and then you'll be able to use it. What about the mesa? Let's say the animal died by noinus. It wasn't the renter's fault. Or oinishpur, or else if it broke. Then chayiv lahamed loy chamor. Then the owner has to give him another chamor, like he rented a donkey for a month. You have to supply him a donkey to make sure he has one for a month. Again, you rented out your chamor that the person was supposed to travel on the mountain. For halicha b'bikon, instead he traveled on the bik in the valley. So it depends. Im hechliko, if the animal tripped and that's why he died, potter. So I see a potter. Because if it tripped in the bika, so for sure it's going to trip on the mountain. But if it died because it got a sunstroke like, then chayiv, because there's more sun in the bika than there is in the mountains. What about lehalicha b'bika? You're supposed to take it on the valley, v'yehalicha b'hor, and instead you took it in the mountain. Im mechlika, if it tripped, so chayiv, because we say the mountain is what caused it to trip. That's why it broke. That's why it died. So yechayiv. V'yehucham, if it got a sunstroke there, then potter, because it would have happened in the valley also. But imachmes hamala. But let's say it was because when it was going up, it was very weak and tired, like it's a lot of strenuous to walk go up the mountain, and that's why the sun hit it. Then yechayiv, because since you changed from what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to go in the valley, and you changed now, went up the mountain, so it's his extra strength, the extra energy he has to use to go up the mountain. That's what made the sun hit him. That's why the sunstroke killed him. So therefore, yechayiv. Mishnah Dalit. Ha'seicher es ha'pora lach rosh b'hor. You rented out a cow that you're supposed to plow in the mountains, and instead, b'chorosh b'bika, you decided to plow in the bika. So im nishpar hakankan potter. If the yoke, let's say, of the animal broke, then you potter. Because if it broke in the bika, for sure it would have broken the mountain. What about the opposite way? Ba bika, you rented it to plow in the valley. The choresh pahor, and you changed around now, and you plowed, and you plowed in the mountain. In nishpar hakankan chayiv, now if the kalim break, So you're chayiv, because we say it's the mountain that caused it to break. Lodish bekitnius v'dosh patfuah. You were supposed to use this animal to thresh on the beans, and instead you use it to thresh on wheat on tfuah. So potter, you potter, because it's easier to do it on tfuah than on kitnius. What about the opposite way? Let's say lodish patfuah. You were supposed to use it to thresh on wheat. V'dosh bekitnius, and instead you use it to thresh the beans. Then chayiv. Why? Bevneisha kitnius machlekis. Because the beans is very slippery, and therefore we say most probably it slipped and hurt itself because of the beans. So therefore, if you're supposed to do it betfua with wheat, and now you change around to do it with beans, then we say it's your fault and yichayiv. Mishnah Hey, haseicher es hachamor lahovi oleo chitin. You rented out a chamor, and the agreement was you're going to use it to travel to carry wheat on it, and instead vehevi oleo sarim, and instead you carried a barley. And it died because of that. So therefore, chayiv, yechayiv, the shinu did it. Because barley is much bigger, much more fatter, so it takes up more, like, space. So therefore, you could say it's the neifach, it's the space that made it die. What about tfuah? You rented it, your conditions were to carry wheat on it. And instead, ve'violet tevin, you carried on its straw, is also chayiv. Why? Bevnei shah nefach kor shalamasoi. Because the nefach means the blownness, the volume here. So even since it's a bigger volume, the barley or the straw, therefore that's hard, just like masi, as if it's weight. So therefore you put more volume on than you were supposed to, therefore you chayiv. What about lohovi lesachitim? You're supposed to bring a lesach and a measurement, it's 15 kur of wheat. Ve'evi lesach sarim. Instead you put 15 kurim of sarim, of barley. So here it's the same volume, therefore potter. But if it has more weight now, if the barley now has more weight than the chitim, then yichayiv. How much more weight do you have to add onto it to say yichayiv? You add an extra saw to the camel, and shloisha kabin lechamor, if you add 3 kabin to the chamor. So the pshat is like this, that usually by a chamor, if you rent out a camel, let's say, to carry on it a lesach, which is 15 saw. So if you add on one saw, in other words, now you're carrying 15 saw, that's called your fault if something happens. And the same thing, shloish shekab nechamor, means you rented out a chamor to bring upon a lesach of chitim, and you amaisiv 3 kabim on it, which is a chati saw, for that you'll be chayiv. Mishnevov, kolu umnim shemre sochrein. Any umnim b'shash you're working, if you do the work in your house, let's say a dyer, let's say, or a chayit, or a weaver, when you have the clothing in your house and you're weaving, you're working on it, if something happens to it, you have a loch like a shema socher. That if it's nignav or nevdu, you have to pay. Now, v'chula and shomru, all the shomrim, when they tell the balabos, all the workers, that the person has the wool to dye. When he finished dyeing it, he says now, toile shaloch, take yours, I finished. To have a moyes and bring money. So once he told the owner that he finished working already, then shrei mechinim. Then he only has a locha now of a shrei mechinim. In other words, like up until now, he was holding the kalim, the wool of the owner, teres hamashkin. So he has hanoi, a shrei mesocha. But now when he tells the owner, come and pick it up already, he's not having any special hanoi from it, so he's only a shrei mechinim. What about if I say, shemor li v'yesh maloch? You watch for me today, and I'll watch for you tomorrow. Shema Socher, they consider like a Shema Socher, like you're getting paid. The fact you're working for me today, and I'll work for you, it's called we're paying one another. We both have a chiv of a Shema Socher. Shemar Li, V'yomala, if I say watch it for me, V'yomala, and you say Hanach Lefonai, just put it down in front of me, like I ask you, please watch something. And you answer me back and just say Hanach Lefonai, put it down in front of me, Shema Chinam. All you meant to accept upon yourself is to be a Shema Chinam. Or the chiddush is that he accepted upon himself to be a shomer. I mean, that's pshita, he's a shomer chinam. He's not getting paid here. But the chiddush is that's considered he accepted to be a shomer. Now, Mishnah Zayin, hilvo al hamashkin. If somebody lends money on a mashkin, that means if Reuven lends money to Shimon and Shimon gives him back, let's say Paris to watch for teres hamashkin. So shomer socher, the malva is a shomer socher upon the mashkin. Reb Yehuda says hilvoyu moyois. That if the malva only lent him money,
So even though the Leiva gave him back a mashkin, he's only called a Shem Mechinim. If Yudah does not a svara that a Shemer, a mashkin, is called like a Shem Mesachar, the Tanakama holds that since you're holding this mashkin, it's called you're having Hanor, because he holds about you having Hanor from the mitzvah. It's like you're doing a mitzvah, the Havor. Now you're getting something back for it. It's like Tzchar's reward. If you don't know, the fact you're holding a mashkin is not called that you're receiving any reward. Therefore, you're only a Shem Mechinim. However, Hilvehu Peris. Let's say you lend somebody Peris, and he's supposed to pay you back later Peris. And right now he gives you a mashkin, then Shem Mesachar. Then you have you agree that you consider the Shem Mesachar. Because Peris, we say, will rot away. So most probably the person will have to pay you back even better Peris later. So therefore, you're gaining on the deal. That makes you into a Shem Mesachar. Abishalem Abishal says, Mutar Odom Lahaskir Mashkoine Shaloni Liyois Poisik Olav Oilach. If a person, a Malva, has a mashkin from a poor person, let's say the person gave him a hammer to hold on to for a mashkin. Now the Malva has a right to rent out this hammer and receive money, and the money that he receives for renting it out, he'll use up like as if to deduct it from the loan. If Neshu Kemeshiv Aveda, because he's only doing a favor back to the Yoni, he's like returning back the Aveda, the Chayiv, back to the Yoni. And the Gemara said there's only on certain things that won't get ruined, like a metal kli, something like that won't get ruined, you have a right. Mishneches, Hamavir Chovyis Mimokim Lamokim Bishashavro. Like somebody, his job was to transport the barrels from place to place, and when he was carrying them, they broke. So, Bein Shem Mechinim, Bein Shem Mesachar. Whether this person is a Shem Mechinim, is doing it for free, or whether he's getting paid for it, he shava. He has to swear to the owner that it was not his fault, he wasn't a Bashaya, and it'll be Potter. In other words, the fact that he tripped and broke it is called like an onus, therefore even a Shem Mesachar is Potter. Just has to swear that it wasn't his fault. So, Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Zev Zeh Yishava. No, both of them have a right to swear. Like you said, both of them have a right to swear to free themselves. But v'teimani, I wonder about this. In Yecholim Zev Zeli Shava, how is it possible that both of them could swear and free themselves? In other words, he holds that Bishleim Shoy Mechinim is good, he's Potter. But he holds the Shoy Mesachar is not Potter, only an Einzin. But he's Chayiv Ganeva V'Aveda. And he holds the fact that this person tripped like and broke it, he's called Ksas like an Onus. He's called like Ksas Pasheya. Therefore, if it be a Shoy Mesachar, it's bothering him. Why is he Potter? It's like the matzav of Gneva Ve'aveda that the Shema should be chayiv on. Satas machlekes. The person trips, is it called like an onus that even a Shema Sacher is potter, or maybe no, maybe Shema Sacher should be chayiv. Now we're up to Perek Shvi. Mishnalef. Hasecher es hapoilim. If you like rent, you hire a worker to work for you for the day. V'yom alehem lahashkim l'arev. You want him to come up early in the morning or to leave late at night. So it depends. Mokam shenoglu shloy lahashkim shloy lahariv einu rasher lechayfin. If the minute of the mokam is they do not have to start work too early. In other words, whatever the minute of the mokam is, that's when they have to start to work. You can't force them to come earlier. You can't force them to stay later. Is einu rasher lechayfin? You can't force them. Mokam shenoglu lozun yozun. If the minute is that the bailem, the master has to feed his workers, he has to feed them. Lesafik b'mesipa yisafik. The minhag to give them sweet things, liftin in my Michael, that's what you're supposed to feed them. Yisafik, give them. Hakil k'minhag hamadina, everything depends upon what the minhag hamadina is, that's like stam, what the tanoim are. Of course, if you speak out differently, you could do differently. But minhag stam, these are the conditions. Maisa b'reb yechnen b'masya, shoma lebnoi, he told his son, listen, say schor lono poilin, go out and hire for us workers. So like he went out to Pasek Lehem Mezoinus, he made up with the workers, listen, we'll feed you, we'll give you the meals. When he came out to his father, Omalai said to his father, Omalai, the father said to the son, I mean, Beni, my son, even if you're going to give them the best meals possible, like Shlomo HaMelech gave at his best times, still you should know, Lo Yotzosa Yidecha Voscha Imohem. You are not Yetzichayv with them. Shehein b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Because they are the children of b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And by Avram Avinu we know the Sudi he made by the Malachim was, they gave each one their own behema, their own Lashon. So you have to give a tremendous Suda for your workers. So if you're machayv yourself to feed them, the type of a food is tremendous. Therefore, he said like this,
Ela rather, actually, yaschilu bamlocha, before the workers started to do their work, go fast out and tell them, al minas shein lochem alai ela pas v'kitnis levad. I'm only accepting you to work for me, that you should know the conditions are that I'll only feed you a piece of bread and some beans. That's all. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, v'hoyet zarech loimer. You do not have to speak this out, because hakil k'minig hamedina, like we learned before, everything is like the minig hamedina. So in other words, even if you made up that you would feed them, you did not mean anything more than the way the minig, the regular manner is in that town. Mishnah Beis. V'eilu oichle min ha-Torah. These are the workers that were shasta working, they have a right to eat from the pears that they're working by. Ho'ise b'mechub l'karka. If you work in, let's say, an apple tree, when the apples are still mechub l'karka, you are there pulling off the apples. Your work is to pull off the grapes, so you're allowed to eat the fruits that you're working with. Pishas g'mar melocha. If the melocha you're doing now is the end of it, like you're pulling off these apples to take them home. Ma'ashen kein, if you're only like pruning the tree, that's not the g'mar melocha, then you do not have a right to eat from the pears. Uvetolish from an akarka, the same thing, even pears already picked off the tree. Achla nigma melachtoi, before the g'mar melocha of ma'aser. In other words, when you're bundling them together to take them home, you also have a heter to eat from the pears. But once it's nigma melachtoi, l'ma'aser, then it's also a few teeth, then you have no heter. Now, bedove shigdule minoritz, it also has to be something that grows off the ground. And we'll soon see. V'yelu shena moichlema. These are the things that even though you're working for somebody else, you cannot eat while you're working. V'oise b'mechub l'karka v'shor shen g'mar melocha. If you're working even with something that's attached to the ground, let's say like an apple tree, and it's not the g'mar melocha, your work now is not to pull off the good apples, but rather your work is just to pull off the bad apples to throw them away. So that's not called the g'mar melocha. You have no right to eat from the pears. Uvetolish min akarka. Let's say you're working with these apples after they were pulled off the tree. Meyachar shenigma malachtoi. Afterwards, nigma malachtoi ready. In other words, where you collected together the tamarim, the dates, where it's nigma malachtoi lemaiser, then you have no heter to eat from it. And also, uvedov shen gedule min oretz. Something that does not grow out of the ground. Like the mosh, let's say you're milking a cow. If you're working by milking the cow, you have no right to eat from the milk, to drink from the milk, unless you make up a special condition with the owner. But if you don't make up this condition, that's called gezel then. Mishnah Gimel. Hoyoise biyodov, if you're doing work with your hands, the type of work was with his hands, avolei baraglov, but not with his feet. In other words, he was like cutting down the tua. Reels baraglov, avolei biyodov. Else his work was to, let's say, stamp, to trample over to make disha, to tread on top of the wheat. So doing that malach also is let eat. Afilo b'kseifoi, even if he's doing work with his shoulders. In other words, his work is to carry the bundles. Harez oichel, he has a right to eat. Midin Torah. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudhuayme, atshayatze b'yodav v'raglav. No, he only has heter to eat the peres midiraisa if he works both with his hands and with his feet together. And the Gemara says he learns out Dumi the Poro, just like a Poro Becharish Bedisha, it works both with his hands and with his feet, the same way the Poro also has to be doing work both with his hands and with his feet. However, according to the Tanakam, that's what we hold, either one is enough to give him head to teeth from the Paris. Let's say a worker, he was working with these figs. Is lo yoicha ba'anovim? He has no right teeth from grapes. You only have a right teeth what you're working with. Ba'anovim lo yoicha b'teinim. If you're working on grapes, you have no right teeth of figs. Avo meneyes atzma, but you are allowed to hold yourself back and not eat right now. Achimegiyah l'makam ayafos v'yoichol. Until you come to the part of the field that has the best peris, and that's where you'll eat to fill yourself up. That you're allowed to do. V'yoichol, there you could eat. V'chulon lo yomruela b'shas m'locha. This heter that you have a right teeth is only b'shash you're doing the work. Avol mishum hoshev aveda labailam. But midi rabbonin, like to return the aveda to the yono, Omru was said, ha poyalim oichlem b'halichosan me'umen liyomen, uvechazirosan min agas, uvechamor kishiparekis. Like midi rabbonin, you have a right teeth the peiris of the yono when you're walking away from like from one row to another row. So that's really called hashavas aveda. Because if you eat now, you're not stopping from doing work. Whereas if you only can eat while you're doing the work, you're going to have to stop the work to eat. So therefore, it's better for the owner that you should even eat b'shas, you're walking from one row to another row. Or else when you are returning from the gas, after you press the wine, when you're returning also, you have a right to eat. Same thing with the chamor. When you have your chamor, because the chamor also has a right to eat from the peris, and it can eat from the peris not only while it's carrying the weights, but even while it's waiting for them to take off the bundles. Also, since it's not doing work then, that's a better time for the owner when the chamor should eat. Mishnah Hay. Oichol poil kishois afilo b'dinner. But poils lot eat these cucumbers even though it's worth a dinner. But even though they're very expensive, still is allowed to eat it. Because seves afilo b'dinner. A dried out tamarim, date, figs, even though it's worth a lot. Reb Lezer chismo oimer, lo yoichol poil yoser al scharoi. A poil can't eat more than his whole wages are. Let's say the whole work he's doing is only worth $5, so he's not allowed to eat more than $5 worth of peris. And the Chacham say no, as long as he's working, he can eat as much as he wants. But we teach the person, he should not be like a fress and not eat a lot. Then he's like closing the door in front of him, he will not come to eat, like nobody will hire him. If he's called like a worker that eats a lot, so people won't hire you to work. So therefore we teach you, you're better off not to eat too much. Yeah, Mishnah Vov. A person can make up with the balabos a tanai like, listen, I will not eat while I'm working, but instead I want you to pay me more money. And the same thing, you can make up that his child or his daughter will not eat, and he should receive the money. Since these people have das, it's like the moichlet to the owner, to the father. So therefore, when these people are working, they also really have the right to eat. So they're also making a condition with the original owner that they will not eat, and instead let their father or the master take more money. This is okay. But you cannot make such a condition when your younger son and younger daughter is working on the fields. And the same thing, and not when your Eved or Shivcha Aktanim is also working. Not if your behemoth is working. You can't make a condition like to muzzle your behemoth, he won't eat, and you'll take more pay. Because these people, the Katanim, the Shivchas, Haktanim, they don't have das. So therefore, their mechila is not a good mechila. Therefore, they have a right to eat, and you have no right to take the money instead of their eating. Mishnah Zayin. If you hire the workers, and your field now is the fourth year, that you're not allowed to eat these grapes, the net ravai. So haray edel lo yechlu. If so, the poilim, like if they knew about it, then they accepted like to work and not eat, so they're not allowed to eat. What about imloy hoidion? Let's say the owner did not notify the workers that this peris is net ravai, like they thought they were allowed to eat from it. So now poidu machilon. The owner, the balabos, has to be paid to the net ravai onto money, like the money goes to Yerushalayim, and the peris could be eaten by the worker. Nispar sui gulov. Let's say you had an eagle, figs gathered together, and they were separated, and now your work is to put them together again. Or else nispatchu chav yosef, the barrels of wine opened up, and now you hired a worker to put the barrels together again. So in such a case, haray eilu lo yechlu. Really, these poilim have no right to eat the peris now, because really it's after nigmar malachton lemaiser. That's what we had in the Mishnah before, that once it's a gil azman, a chiyav maiser, then the poilim can't eat. See, since really you made already a cake full of these dates, or you had your barrel closed up with wine, therefore it's already mechuyav maiser. Therefore now, even though it opened up, and your work is to put them together, but mikar adin yin alar eat from these peris. But what's going to be imloy hoidion? Let's say the owner of the balabos did not notify the workers that these peris were already mechuyav maiser and the potter, so really they thought that they're able to eat, so otherwise it'll be a mekach tois. Therefore the locher is maiser machilin. The balabos has the chiv to take off maiser on these peris and let the poilim eat from these peris, because otherwise it'll be considered like a mekach tois. Mishneches. Shomrei peiros, if you are shomer, you're a watchman, to watch peiros, that telushim, it's pulled off the ground already. Kugoy, in the case of shomer gitas veremois, is Eichlin, Meilchus Medina. They're allowed to eat from the fruits, not Midi Raisa, but only like Midi Rabbanan. That's Halacha Medina. Avloi Minat Torah, but not Midi Raisa, because they're not really doing a work with the Paris. They're only watching it. So Midi Raisa Shmira is not considered like you were Ovid, like you're doing an Avoida there, you're working with it. So therefore Midi Raisa, you cannot eat from the Paris. It's only Midi Rabbanan. Now the Mishnah says, Arbu Shomrin Hain, there are four different types of Shomrin. Shomechinam, he doesn't get paid for watching. For Yahashrel, you borrow it and you're allowed to use it whatever you want. Now you say Sochor, you receive pay. For Yahasaychef, you rent it. So what the loch is? Shomechinam, Nishpo Alakul. Shomechinam could swear on everything and his potter. Whether it's Gneva, Viaveda, or Nainus, his potter. For Yahashoyel, Meshalam esakul, but Hashem Meshal is chayav anointing, is chayav on everything. When I say socher, we have socher. What about if you are paid or if you rent? So here nishvoyim al hashvura, vi al hashvuya, vi al hamesa. If the animal dies a normal death, or it was captured, or it broke, like it was boinis, Hashem esocher is potter on it. However, meshalam esavede v'yasekaneva. Let's say it was lost from the shomer, or else it was stolen from the shomer. That's called gneva v'aveda. Hashem Sofer is Chayiv. Mishneh Tes. Zeiv Echad Eino Oynes. If one Zeiv, one wolf, is coming against the flock of sheep, and the shepherd is there, the shomer is there, so it's not called an Oynes, he should have protected them. Shnei Zeivim, if two wolves are coming, that's an Oynes, then he's potter, he couldn't have freed them. Reb Yudu Oymeh, B'shas Mishlach HaZeivim, if it's a time that there's like a raid of Zeivim of wolves, is Av Zeiv Echad Oynes, even if one Zeiv is there, it's a wild one like, so you have to watch out from it, you're an Oynes. Shnei Kolovim Eino Oynes, if two dogs come and attack the flock, so the shepherd is not called an Oynes, he should have fought back. Yadu HaBavli Yom, the people in Bavli said, Mishum Rabbi Meir, name of Rabbi Meir, it depends. Meruach Achas Eino Oynes, if the two dogs come from one side, it's not called an Oynes. But Mishtei Ruchais Oynes, if the two dogs come from two different sides, that's called an oinus. Ha listim, ha reiz oinus. But if somebody comes and steals from you, so a listim comes against the flock, so you're called an oinus if the shepherd runs away. Ho a real lion, via doi, the bear, via nomer, the panther, via badlis, via nochish and a snake. Ha reiz oinus. If they come after the shepherd, he's an oinus if he runs away. Amosai, when is this? Shebo, bizman. Bizman shabom alein, if they came by themselves. Avalim holchim lamakam gedudi chayiv listim. Let's say the shepherd took his flock of sheep to a place where there are chayis at listim, then ein oynis, he's not called an oynis. Like it's his fault, who asked him to bring the animals to the place where the trouble is. Who asked you to bring it amakam where there are geneva, where there are chayiv, gedudi chayo, for listim. Therefore you be chayiv. Mishnah Yud. Mesa Kedarko. Let's say Behema died in a normal manner. Hare Zoinis, that's called an Oinis, that Hashem Asakra Spotter on it. What about Sigvo Mesa? Let's say you starved it, you did not feed it, and then it died. So Eino Oinis, that's not called an Oinis, it's your fault, you be Chayiv. Also, Laroshe Tsoike Venoflu. So the animal went up to the top of the cliff, and it fell down. Hare Zoinis, that's not your fault, if it went up by itself, so you're an Oinis. What about Hello Laroshe Tsoikim? You brought it up to the top of the cliff. Vinofla and it fell, Vamason it died. Eino Oynes, that's not called an Oynes. You're at fault. Masne Shoymechinom Liyois Potter Mishvua. Or Shoymechinom can make a Tanai that it should be Potter from Mishvua. In other words, as long as the Shoymech says he was not Pashay, it's not his fault, he'll be Neman even without a Shvua. Even though Midiraisa Shoymech Socher has to swear. But here the din is midrabon. Here the din is you can make a tanai to be potter. Fi hashoyu liyos potter milashalim, or show can make a condition that it should be potter anointing. No, he says socher the yasoichel liyos p'tur mishvua mishalim. They could also be potter min hashvua or milashalim and not have to pay in the case of gneiva v'aveda. In other words, they could make up any type of a condition that they want. Then mishni yiralev kol hamas na mashkos abatera. Whoever makes a condition against what it says in the Torah, Tanoi bottle, the condition is bottle, and the Maisa is Kayim. But if you spoke out the Maisa before you made the condition, it's bottle. We learn this out from Tanoim of Negor of Neruvain. You have to say the condition first, and then the action. Now, the whole sheaf shalom lekaima, besides any type of a tonight that could be mekoyim at the end, this no love and make a tonight bitchlos at the beginning, tonoy kaim, that's called a good tonight. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on next tape.